Good morning and welcome to Mr. Sal's Podcast and That, Season 3, Episode 14, the week that was for November 15th, 2021. Jumping right into the student emails. This student email comes from
Name and Period Withheld Due to Student Confidentiality.
Mr. Sal, are we going to do any group projects this year? I miss doing them. Well,
Name and period withheld due to student confidentiality.
Very good question. Caught me off guard, messed up my little blank out there for your name. I'm hoping we can make some group projects this year. I really, really am. I miss them also. That being said, we're going to start small with one or two short projects and try and build from there. Reason being, it's difficult to do group work. I have a lot of people I'm missing day to day. Some people out for extended periods of time. So it's hard to do group work when I have the number of absentees that I have. But we'll try and work around that. And hopefully, you know, we can work that out. And it was a very good email. I appreciate it. Very good idea. Something I wanted to institute last year, but it just wasn't able to move forward with that. And remember, you too can submit an email to my school email with the phrase student email of the week in the subject line. Place your class question or comment in the body of the email, and your email may make the podcast. Regardless of whether it makes the podcast or not, you will get enrichment points for your effort. Our class updates. This week we continued with World War II. We covered up to 1942 in the Pacific, so we're very early in the war effort. We discussed up through the Doolittle Raid. We talked about the Bataan Peninsula and the Bataan Death March. We didn't quite get to Midway. That's where we left off. But I hope to get there soon, get through Midway, and move through the war. We did review the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II from the Common Lit Assignment. Those were returned back to you guys. There were some other class activities ending with a short cahoot on early World War II on Friday. Thank Period 8 for giving you those points. It was their idea to do a cahoot. And you also had time to make up missing work. A number of students have missing work. Some of you are taking advantage of time in class. A lot of you aren't. And I'm giving you time to get work made up, but we're running out of time to turn in work. It doesn't seem like a long period of time, but we are, halfway through almost halfway through the 9 weeks already. So get that missing work in. I lost my place. There we go. If you are absent for any reason, you would like to make up some of the class participation points while you're at home, zip me an email and I will give you a comparable assignment to complete. I have had students doing that, trying to keep you guys who are absent up to speed. Remember, check in. I do whenever we run lectures and we do these participation assignments, I run them through Zoom so you could jump in and participate. If you missed any notes or want to revisit any notes, the recorded lessons are posted on the Schoology homepage. If you need any help, I'm available during homeroom, period 2, and I have study hall, period 3, so I can assist you during those times. Otherwise, see me to make an appointment for help. We can work out a time that's suitable for everybody. Ah, the siren sound. It is time for the optional enrichment assignment of the week. This week's optional enrichment assignment is once again due by January 12th, 2022. That is in the last week of the 9 weeks. January 14th is the end of the 9 weeks. Any makeup work can be made up until the day we return from holiday break, winter break. Now, this optional assignment, you have the opportunity to record history. I run this every year. It's a great opportunity. If you already make history. We already talked about that. Every day, your actions are part of history. Everything you do is part of history. So whether it gets recorded or not, and a lot of you record stuff on social media, you are already recording history. This is the opportunity for you to record for StoryCorps. If you go online to Google StoryCorps, it's a national attempt to record an oral history of our country by collecting stories from the people telling their life experiences. So with Thanksgiving and then winter break coming up, this is a perfect time to roll out this assignment. It's a great enrichment opportunity. It is optional. All you need to do is record either through audio or video stories that discuss your family traditions, what our town used to be like, where other areas of the country, if you come from a different area of the country, what that used to be like way back in the day, and other such stories about things. If you know someone in your family was at a game way back in the day, sporting events, concert series, things that aren't there anymore, old swimming pools, amusement parks, parks, anything like that. It's an oral history. I will have more information on Monday and some sample questions I will push out. I will link this to the Schoology page come Monday and go over this with you guys in class. So if you're interested, take a look at StoryCorps, Google it, and I will have more information for you in class on Monday. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. It is now time for our dad joke of the week. Thank you. Thank you. Live living room audience. Live living room audience. Thank you. This week's dad joke of the week is courtesy of bestlife.com. As always, this is one of my favorite segments of the podcast. Want to hear a joke about construction? I'm still working on it. Crickets. Oh, I liked it when I heard the crickets. I liked it better with the crickets. Get it? Joke about construction. I'm still working on it. Those of you that drive around with your parents, or those of you old enough to drive, you get the joke. Those of you not, I don't know what to say. Moving on to next week, we have a short week, a very short week, 3 days going into the Thanksgiving holiday. So we're going to take a short break from World War II and work on a Thanksgiving activity using Goose Chase. Goose Chase is an app. I love it. It is basically a virtual scavenger hunt. We're going to practice in class Monday. We'll set this up Tuesday. We'll do a little one in class for activity points, participation points. Then it will be an assignment. It won't be due till after break, so there's no homework over holiday break. But you'll have Tuesday and Wednesday in class to work on it. And then you'll have over break if you're behind on things and want to get caught up with things. It'll be due sometime when we come back from Thanksgiving break. So, we're going to be wrapping up this podcast rather early because going into a short week. But for school announcements, what's up, New Brighton? We'll be having our next meeting during homeroom the Tuesday we return from Thanksgiving break. We usually have our meetings every third Tuesday during homeroom. We also have students coming in during their study halls and whenever they can to work on the club. If you're interested, it's not too late to sign up. So if you're interested, see me. There's also a lot going on with college visits and such, recruiters coming in. Please see guidance for that information. So it is time to end the podcast, unfortunately. This is a bit later. It's already after 9 in the morning, which is way late for this podcast. I want to mention several bits of information. First is, the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you ever get mad at something, don't blame them. If you like what you hear, send me a message. Either way, constructive criticism or positive comments, appreciate them all. Second, two organizations do a lot of good for other people. PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org. to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania. Join over 3,000 educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. There's a lot of events going on in the region. We just had one down in Homestead this past Tuesday. There's a bunch coming up, many virtual that'll be statewide. Check out PAACT.org to get the scoop. Speaking of PAACT, check out the PAECT pod. It's a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT. We interview interesting guests, share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts. PAECT, the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area of the United States or most of Canada. Any phone dialing 211 gets you to their organization. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. I have friends that have used it. I know people that have used it. It is a great resource. Please, if you are, especially this time of season, if you are in need of assistance, please reach out to others. Now, as I go into my game show host voice, which is a favorite of many of my students, that wraps up this week's show, everybody. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I will see you Monday in class. That's Monday. Except for you afternoon students, if you're going to see the Nutcracker, I will see you Tuesday. Have a great rest of the weekend, everybody.